A report released in Albany Tuesday finds a skills gap exists in New York State, especially in the capital region, where high-tech jobs are growing as the area embraces its Tech Valley moniker with the expansion of chip fabrication and nanotechnology. But at the same time, the report warns of growing numbers of unprepared students and unprepared workers. The study by America's Edge, a membership organization of business leaders under the umbrella of the nonprofit Council for a Strong America, says 7 in 10 jobs created in New York from 2008 to 2018 will require some type of formal education beyond high school, and more than 80% of the fastest growing and high salaried jobs will require at least a 2-year degree. Jen O'Connor is New York State Director of America's Edge.
If current educational and labor market trends continue, we'll have about 350,000 middle-level skills jobs that will go unfilled.
Dan Moran of career transition management firm Next Act of Colony weighs in.
You know, the report that came out today is really not big news for many of us who've been watching the career marketplace over the past several years. We could see this happening where educational institutions were not aligning to the needs of the business community. Business community was talking, but they weren't really planning. And I'm hearing from employers right now that are telling me they can't find the talent they need with the skills they need in order to do the job. So yes, we are going to have a labor shortage in some specific areas, and that could have an impact on the capital region for sure.
I asked Center for Economic Growth Senior Vice President David Rooney how New York got into this state of unpreparedness.
Some of this is a challenge that has come over the years as the educational system continues to work and try to work more closely with business. We had an educational system that was training young people for jobs and roles and opportunities that have changed pretty dramatically in a relatively short period of time. We need to continue to work with our young people, help them understand where the next sets of opportunities are coming and in what industries, and to help them get real-life experiences as well as educational experiences that train them for those opportunities.
The report urges support for implementation of college and career-ready standards and evidence-based high school models. Jen O'Connor says she recognizes the state's teachers and the education department are at odds over how Common Core testing is being administered.
We believe in linking and aligning the Common Core standards to real-world expectations and relevant work experience. We understand that it certainly has been divisive, and we're interested to see how it continues to roll out.
Next Act's Dan Moran advises students the time to learn needed skills is now.
Invest their time in perhaps, going after a certificate program in a specific discipline or technology, or working on some of the soft skills so they're more marketable. That's what's important. At the same time, employers need to be clearly communicating what their needs are to government as well as to education, and providing even more training to those folks coming in starting new jobs.
The report warns it'll be difficult to create a pipeline of skilled workers when 23% of high school students fail to graduate on time, only 30% of public school students graduate college and career ready, and too many drop out. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.